Is that fat or lean?
Well, there's more fat than there's lean in it, really. That's the breakfast bacon you buy now that doesn't have any fat much to it. That's the side meat.
What the?
It's our belly.
That's when you use the word bacon, what do you mean?
Well, that's it. The sides.
Okay, so you talk about a side of bacon or middling of bacon, or what would you say?
Well, I think I've heard both expressions. I think we just said the side.
What does the word middling mean? Or do you use that word?
Well, that means the bacon too.
Okay. And the outside of the bacon, the edge that you cut off? Before you slice it?
You mean if you do cut the fat off?
Well, just the outside, the edge that you cut off before you slice bacon.
There's no edge to cut off except fat, if you want to cut off the fat. See, it's inside. There's no skin on it. That is the way Papa fixed his hogs. There was no skin on those. But this bacon you buy, however it is, it does have skin on it, doesn't it?
But
you know you can fry that crisp and it's good.
What's that?
Don't you eat if the bacon has skin on it, don't you eat it too?
I don't know. I never really examined.
I don't know.
I've seen that sold in stores fried.
But you know you can fry that crisp. Don't you eat bacon?
We get to breakfast bacon. We had some for breakfast yesterday morning. Had a sausage this morning. I don't have any hogs. We have to buy all our meat.
The person at the store that sells meat, you call the
merchant.
Okay, but the one that's just in charge of meat.
I don't know.
Well, say, you know, you go to the meat counter and the person that works there.
Well, he would be the meat cutter, I guess.
Okay. Any other name for him?
Not that I know of.
What about a name starting with a B?
The butcher?
Yeah.
Oh. The butcher, the baker, the candlestick maker.
Okay. If meat's been kept too long, and it doesn't taste right, you say that the meat...
It's spoiled, and it smells, and you can smell it, and you know better than to eat it. You give it to the dogs.
Yeah. Okay. And have you ever made anything, a dish made by cooking and grinding up the hog liver?
Let me see. Something called liverwort, I think. You put other things with it.
Mm-hmm. Do you know how to make it, or?
I think Mama has made some. Yes.
Okay.
I never have. But I think my mother used to fix liver up some which way. But we like liver and backbone boiled together.
Did you ever hear of making anything out of the blood?
I had a cousin. You know the Bible, you're not to use blood. Did you know that?
I guess that's kosher. Juice.
You're not supposed to use it. The Bible says that. I don't know exact words, but I had a cousin that her husband, they made blood puddings. And I don't know, I reckon they beat it as it's curdling. And I don't know what to do to it. I wouldn't have eaten a bite of it. And I never did see it, but I know that they did make blood puddings.
Were they German?
No.
A lot of German people make things.
He was raised in the north. But she was raised here. Her mother was my mother's sister. And I know they made blood puddings. But if I'd ever been there when they were eating that, I wouldn't have tasted it. Abstain from the blood.
Yeah.
We're not to eat blood.
Right.